السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین، والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین، اما بعد، فقد قال اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی، فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، ما اصاب من مصیبۃ فی الارض ولا فی انفسکم الا فی کتاب من قبل ان نبرأها ان ذلک علی اللہ یسیر. وقال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، عجب لامر المؤمن ان امره کلہ له خیر وليس ذلك لاحد الا المؤمن، ان اصابته سراء شکر فکان خیرا له، وان اصابته ضراء صبر فکان خیرا له، او کما قال صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم وصدق رسوله النبی الکریم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we are still alive and this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now, the whole world is going through a very difficult task and trial and tribulation. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ، that no one receive any kind of calamity، فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ، on the surface of the earth or within yourself، إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا، except that it is already written، it is predetermined in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala، which we'll call Lawh-e Mahfooz, a preserved tablet. Inna dhalika 'ala Allah yaseer, and it is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever is happening and whatever will happen, whatever happened in the past, this all through the command and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in Suratul Mulk, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا، that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who has created, who has granted you life, and he brings all kind of circumstances. ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا، so he wanted to test you how you react on and how you do the a'mal in actions according to that circumstances and the trials and tribulations you are going through. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a environment and circumstances which is very suitable, which is very easy, which is very enjoyable, and we are enjoying those moments and those kind of circumstances. And sometimes he brings upon us some difficult task, very hardships, trials and tribulations, and he want to know us how we react on that kind of circumstances. Are we tolerating? Are we turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or we are just complaining and crying and we are not worried about our Lord, our Creator? We all have to remember one thing, my brothers and sisters, that each and every moment is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our creator. Allah is our sustainer. Allah is our protector. Allah is our provider. And ultimately, supreme power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has shown us in the whole world, there is no matter how advanced you are in science and technology, no matter how much you have done in your lives in this world, but ultimate power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has tested us with the small little tiny virus which is called coronavirus. And because of that invisible virus, look at, the whole world is paralyzed. All the systems of the world, whether it's air traffic or road traffic or the sea traffic, all are jammed. All the factories and all the mechanism has been, jammed. So it shows the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that unseen power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that human being is very forgetful. He forgets when he engage and indulge in the worldly affairs, he forgets his creator. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shakes us time and again. So we can realize that we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, most definitely, certainly, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, we are going to test you, بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ, that the things which make you afraid and scared and make you hunger, we are going to test you through the hunger and through the calamity, through the fear. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and the short and lost in your wealth and in your beloved ones and in your fruits. And look at today, according to this ayah, we are facing each and everything. We are afraid of our lives. So many thousands of people are hungry in the world. They are going through very dire hunger situation. They don't have anything to eat or drink. The whole country has been locked down. All the world is been locked down. So وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, we all are right now have the experience of the fear of our death because of this coronavirus. We don't know what will happen to us. And again, the threaten of the death and threaten of the hunger we are going through. Thousands of people are hungry in the world, in the third world country. مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, we have lost our jobs. We are not able to go to the job. So this is the loss of the money, loss of the wealth, and loss of our profits. So all these circumstances today, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in this verse, we are practically facing. We have experience of all these things. What is the lesson? What is the guideline? What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind it? He said that those who are patient, and they say to Allah, and they admit this thing, that we are belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That we are belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are going back to Almighty Allah. So this is the faith, this is the conviction which we all, alhamdulillah, have within ourselves. So whatever calamity and problem we are facing, my brothers and sisters, it is for our recognition. It is for our realization that we should not forget our Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, and we should spend some time to remember and repent on our sins. Sincerely, repent to whatever wrong we are doing, we have to repent and we have to ask forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this hadith, that Anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, مَا يُسِيبُ الْمُسْلِمَ مِنْ نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ وَلَا هَمٍ وَلَا حَزْنٍ وَلَا أَذًا وَلَا غَمٍ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَةُ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا خَطَايَاهُ. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever and whenever a Muslim faces fatigue, illness, worry, grief, hurt, and sorrow, even he gets pricked by a thorn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in lieu of his suffering, removes his sin. So whatever calamity we are going through, it becomes the kafara for our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and erases our sins because of this suffering. Another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا المؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, it is strange with regard to the believers, and because everything of his, whatever is happening in his life, whether good or bad, it is the means of good for him. Everything turns out to be good for him and fruitful for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكْ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. And this opportunity, this goodness, is only happens to the believer. No one else has enjoyed this kind of profits and benefits. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, in asabatu sarra shakara, when any goodness comes in a life of the believer, when he faces or experience or he enjoy any goodness, any happiness, any moment of enjoy, he thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that la in shakartum la azidannakum, that if you thankful, if you show your gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his bounty. So any goodness comes to the believer, he immediately thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that showing gratitude towards Allah's bounty and name and favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his bounty and ni'mat. On the other hand, وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءٌ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if he is facing any calamity, physical, emotional, or social, or economical, any kind of circumstances arise in his life, he's facing hardship, he's facing difficulty, he's facing trial and tribulation, صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. He makes sabr on it, he becomes patient, he doesn't cry, he doesn't complain, rather he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that sabr, inna Allah ma'as sabirin, this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whoever express sabr, whoever shows sabr and patience on the calamity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believe and think this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he is making sabr on it, because of his sabr and patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all his sins. So whether good or bad is beneficial for the believer. Every circumstance is turns to be the beneficial for the believer. And this is the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of Iman, my brothers and sisters. And this is quarantine. This is lockdown. This is shelter at home. It is not new. If you study Islam, history of the mankind, you will find there are so many incidents happened in past, in previous nations and previous ummah. They also went through with this kind of circumstances and this kind of difficulties and hardship. Just think about Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu salam. When the flood came, and by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam put his believers onto that ark. So they were quarantined for more than four months, more than 40 days, according to different riwayat, and they could not come out from the ark. That was a quarantine for them, the long period of quarantine. And when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the fire by Namrud, those 40 days for Ibrahim alayhi salam was quarantined inside the fire. He was quarantined there. He was locked down inside the fire. He could not come out from the fire for 40 days or 7 days, according to different rewires. That was a quarantine. Think of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. When his brothers thrown him into the well, he was quarantined in that well for several days. Then later on, because of the blame of the wife of the Amir of the Misr, Zulekha, when he blamed Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and he was innocent, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the circumstances to show the patience of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and he was put into the jail for 7 years, more than 7 years. That was a quarantine for Yusuf alayhi salam, and he was innocent. He didn't did anything wrong, but yet he had to face that calamity and had to make sabr and patience inside the jail for no claim, for no any crime. Without crime, he was put into the jail. All this more than 7 years was quarantined for Yusuf alayhi salam. But he showed and expressed his sabr and patience on the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thought and believed, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever I am facing today, it is because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he became thankful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, my brothers and sisters, look at when the bedtime came in the time of the Ashab al-Kahf, those young seven believers, and the whole environment in this town, in that society, was the environment of kufr and shirk. To protect their iman, to protect their tawheed, they, you know, by themselves, voluntarily, they quarantined themselves into the cave. And that quarantine period was more than 300 years. More than 300 years, they were quarantined inside the cave. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of them because of their tawheed, because of their belief, because of their iman. They survived all more than 300 years without food and without, without drinking anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His power and qudrat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows their status inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was proclaiming and inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards oneness and tawhid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Meccan people, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utbah, Shayba, these leaders of the Quraysh, they boycott, social boycott to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his entire family, the close family, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were, you know, expelled from the holy city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and the entire family with Abu Talib, the uncle Abu Talib, they were quarantined for more than 3 years into the Shabi Abi Talib, into the valley of Abi Talib. And all these 3 years, my brothers and sisters, were very, very difficult and hard for them. They had no food to eat. The small children were crying. The children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were crying. They had nothing to eat. According to one riwayat, they were chewing the leaves and grass. And that's how they were surviving. These 3 years were very hard and very difficult for Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for his entire family. They were quarantined. They were sheltered at home. They were sheltered at Abu Shaybi Abi Talib. And yet they survived. And after 3 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for them. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that suffering, because of that hunger, because of that hardship, Abu Talib also passed away, his beloved uncle, after they were free from Abu Shaybi Abi Talib. And his beloved wife, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra, radiallahu ta'ala anha, also were, you know, because of that suffering, because of that hunger, she became sick, and after that she passed away. That was one of the cause and reason of his death, was that quarantine in Shabi Abi Talib, the social boycott. So my brothers and sisters, this is the great lesson for us. This is nothing new for us. Whatever we are facing, previous ummah and previous nation already faced it. What we should do? What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In this time and age, my brothers and sisters, we must always remember, this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna ma'al usri yusra. In Surah Al-Inshirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that with every difficulty, with every calamity, there is ease, there is a comfort, there is a freedom. Inshallah, this period also will pass. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this world on the temporary base. Everything of this world is temporary. Nothing is permanent in this world. The time, the good time, also will pass. And the bad time also will pass. Happiness does not remain forever. And sadness does not remain forever. So brothers and sisters, be patient. Hazrat Ali and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, ma nazala bala'un illa bi dhambin wala rufi'a illa bi tawbah. That no calamity descend without any sin, and it cannot taken away except by tawbah and repentance. So this is the formula. This is the principle. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that whatever we are facing, bad time, calamity, problem, hardship, difficulty, thing, And remember, this is because of our sins. We have violated the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are two kind of musibah. There is two kind of calamities. One is individual and other is collective. When a people are committing collective sins, violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends disease, illness, virus, also in collective basis. That's why the whole world is today suffering, because the sins which human being is committing throughout the world, it is uncontrollable. We know that. So what is the remedy for this disease? As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that we have to make sincere tawbah. We have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make sincere tawbah, then there is the hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, La taqnutu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. That we should not lose the hope. Allah is very merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Wa rahmati wasi'at ala ghadabi, that my mercy has enveloped and overcome on my ghadab and anger. Allah is merciful. Allah is there, and He is still our creator. He is still our sustainer. He is still our protector and provider. We all have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent sincerely, make sincere tawbah, and establish 5-time prayers at our home. Make our home as the masjid. As we cannot go to the masjid, make our home as a masjid. Make 5-time azan in our houses, and perform our salat with our family members in congregation with the jama'at, and get ready for the Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan is coming, and unfortunately this year we won't be able to perform Taraweeh in the masjid. It is very great test and tribulation, my brothers and sisters. We never faced this kind of calamity in our life before, but this is how we have to face it. So to get ready for the holy month of Ramadan, make sincere istighfar every day in the morning and evening, and make all the askar and du'as, and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make sincere tawbah, and make this du'a, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our Ramadan fruitful. Utilize our each and every moment of the Ramadan in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the du'a and in the ibadat, in the recitation of the Holy Quran, and with the zikrullah. With these words, I make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the whole of community and for entire world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy may remove this disease of coronavirus from the entire world and grant the shifa and cure for all those who are suffering. May Allah reopen this world, and may Allah grant us the total shifa and accept our sincere tawbah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.